Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Headspace Studios.
Hi, my name's Andy, and welcome to Radio Headspace, and to Friday. One of the last bits of advice I remember before leaving the monastery was from one of my teachers who, to this day, is still a really important part of my life. He said to me, think big. And you might think, to a monk or a former monk, that's a strange bit of advice, you know. It's normally when we think of monastics, we think keeping life very simple and very clean and, you know, not really thinking big, but thinking small. Focus on this moment right now, that's it. But it's easy to think that in our life, in being present, in focusing on the present moment, we are somehow keeping things small. That we're somehow not allowing our dreams, our hopes, our activity, however you like to think about it, to actually manifest in the world. It was something that I took with me, that I've certainly carried into my life at Headspace, but also sort of more broadly in my life as well. The idea being that we sort of limit ourselves in our thinking, in our mind. And if we can just let go of that, then we offer ourselves the opportunity. And thinking big doesn't mean scale necessarily. It might mean moving out of our comfort zone. It might be trying something that we've always wanted to do. But for some reason, something's been holding us back. And I always used to reflect on his journey when he gave me that advice. You know, he'd left Tibet at a time where it was incredibly difficult in Tibet. Tibet was being invaded. The Tibetans were escaping, many of them, over the Himalayas into India, Nepal, and other countries. And he left with a really big party, hundreds of people, to escape over the Himalayas, with his brother and some other important teachers. And they took with them whatever they could. A lot of the monasteries were being destroyed in Tibet, and so they took the teachings that they had to escape over the Himalayas. And it took them a long time. From what I remember, I think it was about 6 months to actually make it. And during that time, most people in the party died. They died of starvation, of hypothermia. Some were shot along the way. And it was probably only about sort of, I think it was 12 or 13 people that eventually arrived from that party in India. They essentially showed up with nothing other than the teachings they had. And over a period of time, various governments around the world offered these different teachers land to begin a new life on, or an opportunity to move to a new place. And this particular teacher and his brother found themselves in Scotland, in a beautiful area, beautiful part of the countryside, but where essentially nothing really existed. But he still says that in his mind and in the mind of his brother was a vision of a Tibetan monastery and the idea of bringing that into life. And they had no money to do it. They had no means to do it. They had no idea how they could do it. But because the idea existed in their mind, the possibility of it happening still existed in the world. And over time, one way or another, they made it happen. And I went back and visited just recently, and now it's been completed, and it is vast. It's a huge, huge place, and a place of real, not only cultural safety for so many of those Tibetan arts, but also like a place of learning, a place of sanctuary for so many people. But it only exists because an individual, a few individuals, a small group of individuals believed in it so completely, without any limitations, without placing any limitations on themselves, on others, or in their own minds, that it eventually came to be something. I genuinely believe that everything is possible. It doesn't necessarily mean that everything will unfold as we would like it to. And it doesn't mean that we can do whatever we want. We all have specific skills in different areas of life. But when it comes to helping others, when it comes to creating the conditions for helping others, if the intention in our mind is clear, then at some point that will be reflected in the world. So whatever you do, think big this weekend. I look forward to seeing you back here on Monday. Thanks for listening. I'll see you then.
Hi everyone, Kaysunga here. If you're here, I assume that you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on the show and our wonderful host, Robin. We talk about life.
There is a level of almost addiction here where you're addicted to just information. It's like information overload.
Relationships.
Before you can spread love and kindness to others, you have to first cultivate it within yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else you can think to ask us.
The first step with any change that you want to make is that acceptance and that awareness.
You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.